Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity of the following families. A huge, huge thank you to Josiah, who is 6 years old, and to Lucas, who is 4 years old. Josiah and Lucas, I heard that you just made a really big move. That is so cool. And I will be praying for you guys in your new home. And thank you so much to Charlotte Budd, who is 6 years old, and to Deacon, who is 3 years old. Charlotte Budd and Deacon, I am so glad that you have been loving the stories. Today's story is called Jesus Feeds 5,000. And this comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, and John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Let's begin our story. One day, Jesus received very sad news about John, a friend he loved dearly. When Jesus heard what happened to his friend, he grew sad. Then, climbed into a small wooden boat, pushed off from the grainy shore, and set off across the calm blue water. Jesus wanted to be alone. I'm sure his heart was broken by the news of his friend, and Jesus wanted a moment to be by himself. The water breathed in and out, rocking gently back and forth across the wooden bow. There, as he gazed into the blue water, picturing his friend John, remembering the time they spent together, still and quiet. Soon, however, people heard that Jesus was nearby. People started searching for him. Coming from nearby towns and villages, they followed him, hoping to hear him preach and perform miracles. They said,
"Hey, Rick, come on! Didn't you hear? Jesus is headed that way," she said as she pointed. "If we leave now, maybe we'll be able to see him."
Okay, Abby, just a moment. I gotta pack my lunch. You know I get the rumbly tumblies when I'm out near the lake. Maybe some fresh apples and a couple of...
Come on, Rick. You're always thinking of food. We gotta go.
When Jesus finished his time on the water, he pulled the boat safely to shore, walked to the top of a hill, and sat down with his disciples. While they were talking, Jesus looked out. He could see a large crowd starting to form. There were grandmas and grandpas, little children, moms and dads. So many people came to see Jesus. How many people do you think were there?
110.
200.
Well, there were over 5,000 people. How about that? Jesus, full of love and compassion, felt sorry for them and healed those who were sick. The sun was no longer directly overhead, shining its rays down upon them. Instead, it was slowly lowering further and further towards the horizon as Jesus continued to work.
Pinks and purples danced across the sky as Jesus made his way from person to person. Seeing as it was getting late, his disciples found Jesus and said,
"Jesus, no one lives in this place, and it's already late. Send the people away so they can go to their towns and buy food for themselves."
Remember, listeners, back then, they couldn't just hop in their car and quickly get to the store for food. There were no microwaves or refrigerators. Nothing. The disciples knew if the people wanted to eat, they better go ahead and start walking. But Jesus had something else in mind. Jesus had it all under control. Jesus answered,
"They don't need to go away. You give them food to eat."
Philip, somewhat confused, answered,
"What? Someone would have to work almost a year to buy enough bread so each person could have just a little piece."
As they stood there and stared at each other, another follower, Andrew, he was Simon Peter's brother. He said,
"Here's a boy with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish, but that's not enough for all these people."
Jesus said,
"Tell the people to sit down."
All the grandparents, children, moms, and dads sat down in the grassy field. Jesus said,
"Bring the bread and fish to me."
He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. Kneeling on the ground, he looked up to heaven, thanking God for the food. Jesus then began dividing the loaves of bread. The Bible isn't clear what happened next, but maybe he held one in both hands, tearing the bread down the middle and pulled the loaf apart. Each time Jesus did this, the bread did not grow smaller. Each half became whole again. He kept tearing the bread over and over. And where there were only 5 loaves of bread, now there were 10, then 20, then 40 loaves. Jesus pulled and ripped the bread until there were thousands. The Bible tells us that next, Jesus gave all of this to his disciples, who walked through the crowds of amazed boys and girls, handing each person food.
"Some for you, and you. Oh, and you too."
All the people ate, and all were satisfied. After they finished their meal, the disciples filled 12 baskets with the pieces of food that were not eaten. Wow! Remember, there were about 5,000 men in the crowd. That number doesn't include any of the women and children who were there as well. And yet, they had so much food, there were leftovers. After seeing the miracle Jesus performed, the people marveled, saying, "Wow, he must truly be the prophet who is coming into the world." Well, everyone, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. When Jesus wants us to do something, he's already given us all that we need to do it, to accomplish it. In our story, the disciples were told to look at what they did have and use that. Jesus said to them,
"They don't need to go away. You give them food to eat."
Jesus knew the disciples didn't have a giant kitchen magically sitting out there on the lawn. Maybe Andrew didn't even know how to make a grilled cheese. And there's no way they could even afford to buy food for over 5,000 people. Jesus knew all of this, and yet he said,
"You give them food to eat."
What didn't make sense to them made sense with God. What didn't seem like enough, God could make it enough. How about in your life? Are there things Jesus wants you to do, like share, love, forgive? And you feel like you don't have all it takes to do this? Let's think about that. If your classmate trips over the tree root and tumbles to the ground, scraping their knee on the rocks, do you think God would want you to be a helper to them?
Yes.
Yes. But you think to yourself, well, I don't even have a Band-Aid. But what do you have? What could you do? Answer out loud. I'll wait. Thanks for sharing. You do have a hand to help them up, and then you could go get an adult to help. Those are things you could do. And guess what? It may seem small to you, but that act of love and kindness is a big deal to Jesus. Or, do you think there are boys and girls who need clothes and toys?
Yes.
Yes. Not everyone has these things. Could you be the one to help? You sure could. What could you do? You could donate some of your toys or buy them some new clothes with your parents' help. When Jesus wants us to do something, he's already given us all we need to do it. That little boy only had 5 loaves of bread. And how many fish?
2.
That's right, 2. And that was enough because of what God can do when we bring what we have to him and ask him to help us use it. We ask him, what would he like us to do with it? Our loving Father is telling us, look around. What do you have? That will be enough with me. You may not be able, but Jesus, he is always able. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you again so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And, as always, bye for now.